Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, Boosters. Welcome to the final Your Morning Boost of the week. Today, we're going to reflect on a cornerstone of effective school leadership, and that is building trust with your staff. Trust is the foundation of any successful organization, and schools are no exception. The famous author Stephen Covey, in his book, The Speed of Trust, argues that trust is not just a soft skill, it's a strategic asset that can significantly impact an organization's performance. A high trust environment fosters open communication, collaboration, and a shared commitment to the school's mission. So here are some strategies on how to build trust with your staff, drawing on Covey's framework. First, be transparent. Communicate openly and honestly with your staff. Share information, explain your decisions, and be willing to admit when we've made mistakes. Transparency builds credibility and it fosters a sense of shared understanding. It also demonstrates that we value our staff's intelligence and input. Second, show respect. Treat all staff members with respect regardless of their position or experience. Value their contributions, listen to their ideas, and acknowledge their efforts. Respectful interactions create a positive and supportive work environment. This means recognizing the unique skills and talents that each staff member brings to the school. Next aspect we want to focus on is to create clarity. Clearly define expectations, roles, and responsibilities. Provide staff members with the resources and support that they need to succeed. When staff members know what is expected of them and have the tools to do their jobs effectively, trust is enhanced. This clarity, it reduces confusion, frustration, and the potential for misunderstandings. The next piece you want to focus on is to deliver results. Follow through on your commitments, meet your goals, and demonstrate your competence. Consistent results demonstrate your reliability, and it helps build confidence in your leadership. It shows that you are not just talking the talk, but also walking the walk. Next piece you want to focus on is to confront reality. Address difficult issues directly and constructively. Don't avoid conflict or sweep problems under the rug. Addressing tough issues head-on while maintaining respect shows that you are committed to the well-being of the school and the staff, and it also prevents issues from festering and eroding trust over time. Next aspect is to keep commitments. Do what you say you're going to do. This builds credibility and demonstrates reliability. Our word is our bond. Honor it. Even small broken promises can damage trust, so it's very important to be meticulous in keeping your commitments. The last part, which of course is Covey's foundational work, is to listen first and seek to understand our staff members' perspectives, and do so before sharing your own. It shows that we value their opinions and we're willing to learn from them. Empathetic listening, it's a powerful tool for building trust and involves paying attention not only to the words being spoken, but also to the emotions and the underlying message. And this will extend the trust as well. Start by trusting your staff. This creates a positive cycle of trust and encourages them to rise to the occasion. Trust begets trust. It's about creating a climate where staff members feel empowered and supported to take risks and innovate. And then the last step to think about here is to be accountable. Take responsibility for your decisions and your actions. Hold yourself and your staff accountable for meeting expectations. Accountability demonstrates fairness and a commitment to high standards. It's about creating a culture where everyone is responsible for their own actions and for the success of the school as a whole. Practice that forgiveness, though. Everyone makes mistakes. Be willing to forgive others and move forward. Holding grudges and dwelling on past errors, all that does is erode this trust that you're building. It's about recognizing that everyone is human, and that mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth. Covey emphasizes that trust is built and it's lost in moments of truth. These are the small, everyday interactions that either strengthen or weaken trust. It's the consistency of our behavior over time that truly determines the level of trust that exists. By consistently demonstrating these behaviors, we can create a culture of trust where staff members feel valued, respected, and empowered. A high trust environment fosters collaboration, innovation, and a shared commitment to student success. It also leads to increased staff morale, reduced turnover, and a more positive and productive work environment. Thank you for listening. I hope you've had a good week. Have a great Friday. Have an even better weekend. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.